morning, Wayne.
And what a power display by Brent Plant's Bernie Dockers. Three-peat, three in a row, defeating Devonport on Saturday. You're at the big game at La Trobe. Now, we got a lot of rain, didn't we, on the northwest coast on Thursday and into Friday. Did that affect the ground somewhat on Saturday morning?
No, not really. The La Trobe Football Club mopped that up in readiness for that. But given the rain leading up to the grand final and the mystery prospector who dug potholes in the La Trobe Oval a couple of days prior to the grand final, La Trobe committee and volunteers led by President Greg Donald are to be congratulated for ensuring the crowd was in top ground was in top-notch condition for the game and that all required COVID restrictions were fully adhered to. So take a bow there, La Trobe.
Yeah, well done to all and sundry there. And I did have a look at some of the photos from La Trobe there, and the ground looked nice and green. So it certainly was in pretty good order for the big dance on Saturday afternoon. And as I alluded to there, it was a fine performance again to the Bernie Dockers, taking out three in a row. How did they go about disposing of Devonport? And they won quite easily by 39 points in the end.
They did in the finish, but to start the match, Devonport elected to kick with a strong breeze in the first term, but only led by 9 points at quarter time. Then the Dockers went into overdrive, posting 5-4 to Devonport's single goal to lead by 19 points at half time. The Magpies won the third term, aided by the breeze, but could only reduce the half time deficit by 5 points. And thus trailed Burnie by 14 points at the last change. A further 3-8 by the Dockers to Devonport solidly behind on the final term saw Burnie home by 39 points to cap up a fine performance lead in one of the most trying years in NWFL history.
So you find that, I guess, it was the fitness in the last quarter that told in the end?
Yeah, they certainly came to play, and the bigger bodies came to the fore, and they done a fantastic job. In fact, Burnie were devoid of passengers in a real team effort, with retiring veteran Cade Munday receiving plaudits as best of field, and in doing so, won the Wayne Wing medal for his efforts. Other Dockers to shine were Dylan Smith, Rudy Barrett, Bailey Boger, Nick Walters, all part of the much vaunted midfield, while key forward Nick McKenna and Braden Hayes were also prominent. Devonport coach Kurt Byard, he would have been a little bit disappointed with the final scoreline, but will take some consolation from the fact that the Magpie under-18s played off in the grand final and the reserves reached the prelim. Liam Williams was adjudged Devonport's best player, along with key forward Joseph Chaplin, Ben Blacklow, Brad Simmons and Kurt Mason. Burnie President Steve Dowling and coach Brett Plant should be commended on their efforts, considering that the Dockers were just about down and out after exiting the TSL 3 years ago. Plenty is a great coach, able to extract the maximum from his squad, as evidenced by the performance of veterans Cade Munday, the Walters brothers and Big Nick McKenna, and like Devonport, will be prominent in the years to come with the young talent coming through their ranks.
Well done to Brent and Stephen and all associated with the Burnie Football Club. A mighty fine job. To win one premiership is a great job. To win two is fantastic, but to win three, it's a powerhouse display there. And all the spoils go out to the boys from West Park in winning three in a row, 82-43. And when you do see the word evergreen in the dictionary, you'll probably see Cade Munday's photo, because he's been an absolute star, hasn't he, for Burnie football and also for the NWFL as a whole. And he did point out there about the under-18s, because Burnie and Devonport have got some good boys coming through, and it was an epic encounter on Friday night. That was played at Dale Park, wasn't it?
It certainly was, and this time around, Burnie was successful over Devonport by 2 points after losing to the Magpies in all the matches that played this year between the pair. Best players for the Dockers were Sam Nisi, Luca Whitcomb and Jonty Watkins, while Oliver Kelly, Jack Bradshaw and Fletcher Kelly played well for the Magpies. In the reserves, Lee at Ulverston on Saturday, Wynyard were triumphant over a lacklustre Penguin, winning by 31 points. That's Wynyard's second consecutive premiership. Best players for the Cats were Sam Gleeson, who took out the Alan Broomall medal as best of field, and former Circular Head Giants players Mark Kearns and Callum House, while the two Blues were best served by Jake DeGroote, Fraser Eaton, and former Circular Head Giants senior coach Jared Watling. The two Blues finished on top of the ladder after the regular season, but the Cats that's one, the one that matters.
Yeah, so well done to Bernie in the seniors and under-18s and Wynyard winning the reserves grand finals on Saturday. And, of course, the under-18s was played on Friday night over in Penguin. Good on you, Kim. Always appreciate your time every Friday morning during the season. It was a different one this year, wasn't it? And unfortunately, it did take us a little bit of a toll. It shortened the season somewhat, but hopefully in 2021 we get back to normal for the season. So we really appreciate your time every Friday morning in giving us all the team selection news and your information as we go into the round of games.
Thanks, Lee. And just on behalf of the NWFL executive and board, thanks very much to 7BU and affiliates, and particularly yourself, Lee, for your time each Friday, and hope that we can continue next season in an unaffected COVID year. Thanks very much, mate. Look forward to it.